WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates in the presidential race working to get out the vote with 1 week left before Election Day. Former President Trump in Pennsylvania criticizing the Biden-Harris administration for the migrant crisis.
We have a real problem. We have to take these criminals out of this country. We have to deport these criminals, and we're going to do it.
Vice President Kamala Harris delivers her closing speech tonight in Washington, D.C. Her running mate, Tim Walz, in Georgia today, rejected Trump's claims that Americans are worse off now than 4 years ago during the pandemic.
Keep in mind, 4 years ago, we had lost 2.7 million jobs. Unemployment had shot way up. Supply chains were devastated because Donald Trump botched the pandemic response.
The World Series switching to the Bronx tonight, and the New York Yankees are hoping home turf will keep them in the series. The Los Angeles Dodgers lead 3-1 and could clinch the title in tonight's Game 4, just a few hours away. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation have announced nearly $140 million of funding for road projects. According to a press release, local governments will have received over $536 million of funding for road projects through the General Transportation Aids Program by the end of the year. The funding helps local governments cover the costs of construction and maintenance. The Evers administration has improved over 7,400 miles of road and over 1,700 bridges since 2019. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden and a pair of his colleagues are requesting information on the Pure Prairie poultry bankruptcy that left farmers without feed or processing options. According to a press release, the group penned a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack seeking more information and criticizing the agency over what they say is a lack of oversight. In a statement, Congressman Van Orden said the USDA will answer for the loans and grants given to the company, and the company will answer for where that money went. A pedestrian was hospitalized following a police-involved accident on Monday afternoon. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the accident involved the Duluth police officer and the pedestrian. The officer was driving on 2nd Street and went to turn onto 6th Avenue East when she hit a 47-year-old woman who was walking at around 1:10 p.m. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment with minor injuries. Due to the involvement of a Duluth police officer in the accident, the Minnesota State Patrol is conducting the investigation. The city of Duluth has officially reopened Brighton Beach after years of construction and renovations. On Monday, city officials unveiled new amenities like the extended lake walk, picnic tables, and new bathrooms. They say during the planning process, they reached out to community members to find out what they wanted added to or changed at the beach during the renovation project. A number of local organizations like Friends of the Lake Walk also contributed to the reconstruction. The project took a total of about 4 years to complete. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting. His ability to move, to really drive the football, you know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around, temps fall through the 60s, dropping into the 50s for your Wednesday afternoon, breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Much colder for Thursday, occasional showers, maybe even some snow mixed. It's 71 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We'll find out how she is feeling heading into the election. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. And we'll end with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you tuning in. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line and it is a text line. I want to thank our most recent guest, Scott Ross, in the last hour. Appreciate him coming on and always sharing his views. He certainly has a way about him. We did play a little bit of the sound from Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. K-Zoo, my home state. I was born in Michigan. Love me some K-Zoo. And I want to get there as well. We'll take some of your calls. I got a few pieces I want to get to. One specifically that I really like the title of, To Hell with Trump's Voters. Oh, now, you know, I try to be all about the love. I really do. I love the love. If you know me, you know what it is to love the love. But damn, sometimes I don't get it. But the good news is this is a commentary by D. Earl Stevens up at the Raw Story. It's someone else's opinion. It's not mine. I might just share Mr. Stevens' opinion with you. And, of course, we'll take your calls. In the honor of keeping up with the cupcakes, no more lima beans. We're doing cupcakes. Michelle Obama, and she, man, at that DNC gave the best speech of the entire convention. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know who was second, if it was Barack or Oprah, but it was close. But Michelle, she knocked it out of the park. And we can argue about who was better, Barack or Oprah. But we do have some of that sound. I want to share it with you. And then we'll take your reaction to it. Let's get to it. Jess P.S. on the board. Appreciate your work slicing all this up for our audience's sake today. Let's roll with cut number one.
I am so hopeful about the energy and poise and joy that Kamala has injected into this race. And if you know Kamala like I do, that's no surprise. I mean, think about it. No one could have predicted the way everything would have unfolded this summer. And yet, in a critical moment when our country needed her, Kamala couldn't have been more prepared to meet that moment. And she's met it every single day since. Yes.
And I don't want to... Yes, she absolutely has. I don't, you know, when you put it like that, and you think about, at least I think about, you know, politics and their drive to be to the next election and, you know, all the negative things you can throw onto politicians. Obama's absolutely right. No one could have predicted that this is how this was going to go. Well, except maybe,
not before June.
Well, maybe Gary did, our buddy from Sussex. But I mean, but there, other than a couple of Republicans who thought maybe it'd be Michelle that she would be replaced. But no one could have predicted that. And I absolutely, I absolutely agree. Not just by the money raised and the folks that she's gathered in her coalition to support her, Republicans and independents and Democrats, you know, Bernie Sanders and Dick Cheney. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Yeah, getting those two on the same team.
And tons and billions, a billion plus dollars, you know, and a short campaign. I really like the short campaign, Jess. I wish we could.
Can we always do it like
this? I think so. Like 4th of July and on. That's it. That's all you get. That's after we celebrate our independence, and then we go vote in November. That's as short as it's all we need. I absolutely agree that Harris has met the challenge. And it's not just about, you know, because we're all human. You know, she's mm-hmm. she's had some difficult answers here and there, messed up some words or stuttered or, you know, paused. But, you know,
she's been human.
I know. Imagine that. But she showed up.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
She's shown up. And you know, I see Fox News has a tally. Who's done the interviews and whatnot? I mean, she's showing up on Fox News with Brett Baer, who interrupted her nonstop. You know, and she showed up to 60 Minutes, where Trump did not, mm-hmm. will not, has not, won't. Mm-hmm. And in fact, has threatened to what? Threatened retribution to.
Yeah, that's healthy.
CBS for 60 Minutes. But that's how he is. Uh-huh. And if he's going to do that to 60 Minutes, which is the news station or the news program, mm-hmm. if what are you gonna do to everything else and everybody else, man?
More 60 Minutes, no more anything,
no more 60 Minutes, no more anything, no more cows. Jeez. Let's keep going. Michelle Obama lighting them up in Kazoo, Michigan. Cut number two, please.
She's doing it all with vigor and with grace. Mm-hmm. That's because Kamala Harris is a grown-up.
Get
him. Oh, man. Oh, that's his home, because the constant grieving and whining and bitching and moaning from Trump and all those folks. It's just like, are you kidding me? Do you have anything positive, anything good to say? Oh, we're a nation in decline. Yeah, if you get elected.
We're the garbage can of the world.
Yeah, right. I mean, and that's just in the last week. I mean, you go back and. So there's certainly different messaging, let's call it. But I like the contrast. Trump acts like a petulant child because he is one.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten away with being petulant his entire life. He has yet to answer for his crimes. And I'm not talking about the fraud of the state of New York, you know, which sentencing will come
up. Although, you know, he should answer for those.
He will. But he has not answered for the attempt to overturn the election, to overthrow the government of our country, of our democracy, people. Kamala Harris is coming up. She's doing a rally in the Ellipse today. In like an hour, she'll be on. At the very same spot where Trump and his cronies and his mob desecrated the ground. They spread feces in the Capitol, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me, people? And these are the folks that Donald Trump wants to pardon. The great patriots that he wants to pardon. But you know, he'll send the army after Pelosi and Shifty Schiff.
Mm-hmm. And the press.
And don't forget the press. I mean, he said the enemy of the press in that one sentence five times yesterday.
Yeah.
He really, really does not like the press. Well, let me just tell you something, Trump. I welcome your hatred. Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Are we ready for this moment? Oh, hell yes, we are. 1 week from today, baby. Cut number three.
I got to ask myself, well, why on earth is this race even close?
Right.
Every day.
I lay awake at night wondering what in the world is going on. And it's clear to me that the question isn't whether Kamala is ready for this moment, because by every measure, she has demonstrated that she's ready. Mm-hmm. The real question is, as a country, are we ready for this moment?
Sounds like it from that.
It certainly does. A rowdy crowd in Kalamazoo. And, you know, are we ready for this moment? And I'm optimistic, you know, but damn. You know, if it doesn't go, you know, democracy's way. Because what mm-hmm. Donald Trump is offering, what Donald Trump proposes, is not democracy, it's autocracy. His own people around him call him a fascist. And I don't... You know, you are who you hang around with. You know what I mean? And Donald Trump's losing a lot of friends because they don't like how he acts. They don't like how he behaves. They don't like how he wants to, you know, puts himself above everything else and everybody else. The Constitution, a person, a situation, it is always Trump first and everything else second. But there is, this is our moment, and we're gonna find out. We are going to find out. Now, go vote. Early voting's going on right now, right? I think early votes have it right now.
Yep.
You can early vote in most locations, depends on where you're at. In Wisconsin, you go to myvote.wi.gov and check out. That's your one-stop shop to check your registration, find your polling location, learn about early voting options. You're running out of time, though, because the actual true election is next Tuesday, a week from today. And this, are we ready for this moment? I mean, are you ready, Jess, if Trump wins?
Oh, don't ask me that question.
Are you prepared for that? I don't know that I'm mentally prepared for that.
I don't think I'm mentally prepared for that, no.
I mean, the sun will rise, the sun will set,
things will, hopefully, go on.
But depends who they come for next. And all, yeah. Come on, the guy's 78 years old, and I think he's... Let's do a little salt right now. Let's jump down to the Trump about he's so concerned. I mean, he keeps
really
on saying
concerned.
It. And I wonder if this is the, you know, the Russian influence, you know, pushing through him about Harris bringing us to war. Let's hear what Trump had to say. That cut number one, please.
We're close to World War II because we have people in the White House.
Three.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Come, what? Really, dude? You had to have the audience tell you that no, it's World War III. You're probably talking about. I mean,
probably.
And being close to World War II, I guess it's relative. You know,
in the grand scope of human history,
right? But we're getting farther away from World War II every single day.
Indeed.
Trump.
Indeed.
And he laughs. Oh, thanks for that.
Thanks.
Yeah, great. Who's going to be there when it's got to be you to make the decision? You don't have your crowd to tell you that's the wrong world war you're talking about. You got Jared Kushner. Come on, people. I mean, for real, people. Come on. I'm talking to you, Trump voters. Well, I don't know what we're talking about. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to everybody. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah.
If you're a Trump voter, come on. Question yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. All the things you ask. You want your daughter to date him? Would you want your son to date him? I know that probably bothers you a little bit, doesn't it? Would you hire Donald Trump to do anything? Would you hire him? I mean, he's a big builder, developer guy, right? Would you hire him to run your project? You got a building you want to turn into condos. You're going to hire Donald Trump to get that done for you? 78-year-old Donald Trump doesn't know what war Kamala Harris is going to get us into? I mean, what does it take? What are your expectations? And certainly you have higher expectations than that. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do. So why would you cast that aside for this? So you don't have to vote for the lib? But what is the lib offering? Oh, yeah, Comrade Kamala. Antichrist Kamala. Kamala wants to give you money for having kids and helping you out in the beginning. First-time homeowner, generational homeowners, getting a break, you know, instead of all the rich people always getting the break because they're the ones leaning on it. How many hundreds of millions of dollars have the billionaires put towards Trump? I mean, don't you question that as well? I mean, if all that, why do you think that is? They're billionaires. They know they want return on their investment, right? Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Got a little bit more from Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Then we got some opinion pieces about the Trump voters. And, of course, your calls, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's an easy number. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We'll get to the callers and the textures, I do promise. Thank you for playing some Ozzy. You must be reading my mind, Jess.
Sometimes.
All day today, I just jammed on Ozzy on Spotify. I just listened to as much Ozzy as I could. Nice. I heard a song earlier.
I was getting a little tingle of it.
Oh, man. And he's getting so old now, man. And Terry Garr died today as well. Oh, man. She was great. Frankenstein, man. She was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Tootsie. All my rock stars and actors, man. Oh, well, I guess we're getting old. That's the price of continuing to live.
I hear it's better than the alternative.
Well, that's what they keep telling me, but we'll see. I hear it's paradise, so, you know, folks, if I'm bothering you, don't. Anyway, 855-752-4842. We're listening to Michelle Obama. She's out stumping for Vice President Harris. We got some breaking news out of the Journal Sentinel. I want to share with you folks the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected Kennedy's request to be taken off presidential ballots in Wisconsin and Michigan. Kennedy, of course, endorsed Trump after ending his campaign, missed the deadline for withdrawing from the ballot on those states. But he argued the deadlines are unconstitutional because they are different than the rules for candidates running on the Democratic or Republican ticket. Lower courts rejected that argument and also said there wasn't enough time to change the ballots. Voting is already underway. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin AG Josh Call, a quote, "The absurdity of this proposal is evident on its face. Today, it is not possible to affix tiny stickers to the ballots remaining with clerks, and hundreds of thousands of ballots have been sent to voters with many already returned." They wanted to take the ballots. They were already printed, so you can't have time to reprint them. Mm-hmm. But let's just take a lot of tiny stickers.
Just little tiny stickers. It'll be fine.
Cover it. It'll be fine. It'll be no problem whatsoever. Well, the Supreme Court rejected that. As the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Maureen Grappi reports, likewise, in Michigan, more than 1.5 million absentee ballots have been mailed in. Even if time remained to reprint and distribute new ballots, vote counting machines have already been programmed to handle the existing ballots and can't now be reprogrammed. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel told the Supreme Court. So, there you go. Well, too bad. So sad.
And lesson learned next time that you want to you know, do this. Do it earlier. Well,
do it earlier. Absolutely do it. And I don't, as a guy who's voted for independence and whatever and write-ins before, I don't like the different timing of independence versus the party.
Sure.
Why does that happen? Well, I haven't heard a good explanation for that yet. But those are the rules of the game when you signed up. Mm-hmm. You knew the rules when you dropped out. I mean, as long as you know the rules, then it's not like you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you knew what they were. You engaged with the current rules. And now that you didn't work out the way you wanted it to, you want to change those rules. Well, even the Supreme Court, with all of Trump's appointees to it, said, uh-uh. So there you go, Republicans. I know you're all mad about these kinds of things, but that was your Republican conservative Supreme Court ruling on that. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You know, we talked about this with Scott Ross in the last hour. Van Jones had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that, you know, Kamala Harris has to be has to be flawless and Donald Trump gets to be lawless.
I think that was last week.
No, is that like, I don't even know. Was that last week?
That was last
week. Oh, my God. What day is it? It's only Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
1 week from today. I know what day it is. Voting is 1 week from today. Folks, we're going to do it. We're going to get there together. Michelle Obama also, I think, noted that. Let's play cut number four, please, Justin.
I'm deeply concerned, and I'm talking to everybody out there, that too many of us are still confused and buying into the lies and distortions from people who do not have our best interest at heart. So I want to address some of these concerns head on.
Yeah.
Because when you lay out the options, this choice isn't even close. But whether it's online or in the media or in our social circles, there are folks who say they're not sure about Kamala. They accuse her of not providing enough policy detail. Some wonder, do we really know her? Is she too aggressive? Is she not aggressive enough? There are folks sowing seeds of doubt about whether she's who she appears to be. Now, don't get me wrong. Voters have every right to ask hard questions of any candidate seeking office.
Oh, yeah.
But can someone tell me why we are once again holding Kamala to a higher standard than her opponent? We expect her to be intelligent and articulate, to have a clear set of policies, to never show too much anger, to prove time and time again that she belongs. But for Trump, we expect nothing at all. No understanding of policy, no ability to put together a coherent argument, no honesty, no decency, no morals. Instead, too many people are willing to write off his childish, mean-spirited antics by saying, well, Trump's just being Trump. Rather than question his horrible behavior, some folks think he's funny. And if you remember, that's exactly how he got elected the first time.
And we saw how that worked out. And that's a great observation again by Michelle Obama. Donald Trump has no standards. The bar is low. I mean, come on. What
it could not be lower.
What is your expectation? I mean, for real. What is your expectation of Donald Trump? If you vote, if you're a Trump supporter, he's going to get in there. What do you think he's going to do? I mean, last time he told you, okay, I understand. Okay, the immigration is a big, big number one for Trump supporters. I'll just assume that's going to be the case. Well, he said he's going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And that didn't happen. He said he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Got a new awesome health plan. And everyone's looked at it. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fantastic. It's coming out in 2 weeks. We heard that for years. I mean, for real, what is your expectation? And why would you have a lower expectation for your president, the president of this country? Why would you have a lower expectation for him than you do anybody else in any other social or professional circumstance ever? 855-752-4842. Tell me why that is.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. With the election just days away, this year's race for the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin has become the most expensive in district history. According to campaign finance documents, Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden and Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook have raised nearly $12 million in total. Congressman Van Orden raised more with $6.6 million through mid-October. Cook raised about $5.3 million through the same point. Polling shows the district is one of the most competitive in the country. A new federal rule that went into effect on Monday will protect passengers if their flights are canceled or significantly delayed. Previously, some airlines would give vouchers out to their passengers in the event of a canceled or heavily delayed flight, providing some manner of relief for the passengers but limiting their options for booking new travel. Now, airlines will be required to provide a cash refund for passengers whose travel plans are heavily affected. The rule change comes just in time for the holiday season, the busiest travel time of the year. The Duluth City Council has unanimously approved two resolutions to fund the Spirit Mountain Restoration Project. At Monday's meeting, the City Council agreed to match $13 million of state funding for the project. The city is expected to cover about half of that $13 million, and Spirit Mountain will contribute the other half. City officials say the project is still in the design phase, so there's no timeline on when the project could be completed. Much of the infrastructure at Spirit Mountain is 50 years old and in desperate need of renovation. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has significantly outraised his Democratic challenger Kyle Kilborn with just a few days left before the election. According to campaign finance reports, Tiffany has raised nearly $1.2 million through mid-October, compared to just $215,000 from Kilborn. Tiffany also reported having about $210,000 left over for the last 3 weeks of the campaign, while Kilborn reported having about $35,000 left over. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothée Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around, temps fall through the 60s, dropping into the 50s for your Wednesday afternoon, breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Much colder for Thursday, occasional showers, maybe even some snow mixed. It's 71 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian, Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I see you callers. I see you texters. Be patient. A little more breaking news, at least breaking to me. I'm going to break it to you. San Francisco judge, Superior Court, Judge Harry Dorfman, the Dorfman, sentenced David Wayne DePape to life in prison without possibility of parole for the hammer attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. Life in prison. Now, this was the state charge. Now, this is also on top of the 30 years he was sentenced to prison for his federal conviction in November of 23 on charges he attempted to kidnap a federal officer and assaulted an immediate family member of a federal official. Now, the DePape's lawyers argued for shorter sentences, saying his adult life was distorted by an abusive long-term relationship. Was that with Trump? The lawyers also said he was, quote, radicalized through his obsessive consumption of media, amplifying extreme beliefs. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that going on. Who do you think was prevalent in that in that media? Would it be maybe Trump?
Maybe.
I'm just throwing it out there. So 30 years plus life. I think he's never getting out. So there you go. That's what you get. F that guy. That's the update. 855-752-4842. We still have more sound to get to from the former First Lady Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. But I did ask the question, and a caller has an answer. Why? Why does Donald Trump, and of course Michelle Obama asked the same question, why is the expectation so much lower for him than certainly for Harris, but I would say for anybody else you know in any social or professional or I'll throw political circumstance? The expectations are low, and Holly from Milwaukee has an answer. Hey, Holly, welcome to the show. I know you. What do you got for us?
I know you. It's simple. It's one answer. Okay?
Okay.
It's sexism. We all know it. Not everybody wants to believe it or say it, but it's true. We don't think a woman can do the job that a man does.
I hate it when you're right. And you're right. You're absolutely right. What else is it? Look at her accomplishments. You know what I'm saying? She was a DA. She was a AG of California, the largest state in the union, the largest economy, fifth largest economy in the world. She was a senator from there. She's a vice president. And for some reason, she needs to come out and not be too angry and be very articulate and show that she's capable to do the job. But Donald Trump can say all the crazy ass things that he says, and he still gets a pass, Holly.
He's a failed businessman. As you said in your show earlier, you wouldn't hire him. You know that would be taking a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some people want to take that risk, but you have a no-risk candidate and a extremely high, deadly risk candidate. It's a no-brainer. We've said this. And something that makes me really angry about the issue of sexism is that how many men aren't comfortable even speaking out for women's rights. I mean, look at your own social media channels. I have a lot of guy friends, right, from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I never see them post once about standing up for women's rights. I mean, maybe a 1%, but none of them are out there actually fighting for women's rights.
And in that regard, well, and Holly, because what's the criticism been? Well, she's got to go out and earn those votes, right? She's got to go get those votes. She's got to go get the black men votes. Yeah. She's got to go earn all the young men's votes. It's a great observation, and we certainly have a long way to go in that regard, Holly.
We do, and it's very disappointing, but the work will continue.
Yes, it will. Thank you for your observations and your contribution, Holly. Always a pleasure to talk to you. 855-752-4842. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, it's really hard to follow that because she's awesome. Yesterday, DJ Vance in Racine, Wisconsin. D-Day veterans would be down in huge numbers for Donald Trump. Now he's speaking for people that are mostly gone.
Yeah.
And how crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. And first of all, DJ, you need a little history lesson. They stormed the beaches because the Nazis and the Germans that were there, they were working for who? Hitler.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's your boss's buddy. I forgot. But then over the weekend, just to share this with you, we did go see the Trump, whatever it is, marionette.
Oh, was that in Madison? Where was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The big, gross, naked picture of Trump.
Yeah. So Sue and I went and looked at it, and there were a lot of folks there taking pictures. And I just have to say, though, that if it was totally correct proportionally, he is no way Arnold Palmer.
Oh, way to lift it up, Dick. Yes, that 40, 50 foot state naked statue or image of Donald Trump is up in Madison, right? Is that where I saw it? Is that where Dick was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Vegas, I think. It's walking all around. It's making the tour. You know, and here's the thing. And I get it. It's funny, whatever, because, you know, that guy. But I mean, if they were doing that, if someone did that, a naked Kamala Harris, I'd find that a little bothersome. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Is it because, you know, I'm backing Harris, or just the whole body shaming thing? I don't know. I get it, you know, and I'm not gonna like be upset about it. I'm not gonna go take that thing down. But yeah, you know, it is kind of par.
It's lowbrow.
It is. It's par for the course for the Trumpsters. And I mean, sometimes you got to play their game and hit them where, you know, this is how they do it. There you go. There's your guy in all of his little glory. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you are next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, I don't know if it's tragic or ironic that Stephen Miller gave a speech, America for Americans Only.
Oh, what, dude? What? Is that like straight Nazi, dude? I mean, is that straight up?
And just think of it that he's Jewish, and that America failed to let in the immigrants from Europe to escape the Nazis prior to the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
How many lives could we have saved if we would have opened our borders to those people, opened our arms to those people, as it tells us to do in Matthew 25? I mean, to welcome the stranger. And I've made the point before that Dick had just made, is that Donald Trump would make the average cherub feel like John Holmes. And
you know, those are on the side of City Hall in Milwaukee. I'm surprised the Megas haven't come over and tried to take those things down yet. Thank you for your contribution.
I don't know that they know about them.
Hey, just got to tell you, I saw Steve Bannon. He got released from prison today after 4 months in jail for what, defying the subpoena, the congressional subpoena. And I don't think he was working out at all.
No,
he didn't
get prison buff.
No prison bod coming out of Steve Bannon. Looks pretty much the same.
Well, you know,
I mean, I thought you'd be doing like push-ups and sit-ups the whole time, but I don't know. Maybe you're able to sneak in some meth here and there, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly.
855-752-4842. Bannon's out. Just a week to go. That'll help the Trumpsters. We do have some of the cupcakes. We got Joy.
Cupcakes.
We got Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Let's get back to the treats. I believe we left off on cut number 5.
Did we do 5?
The different standards, right? Yeah. So let's do cut number 5.
Cut number 5.
Remember.
So
yes, go
remember,
ahead.
Remember, these are cupcakes because they're coming from Michelle Obama. And they've got a salty center. It's telling us to remember why it is so critical in this election how we vote.
All right, let's play it.
Pandemic. Remember how woefully unprepared he was? How he was sowing seeds of fear and confusion, endangering lives with his lies and ignorance, denigrating the doctors and scientists trying to help us?
Right. Oh, my God.
You want to talk about plans? Well, my husband left him a very detailed pandemic plan. And you know what he did? He ignored it. He had no clue how to get us out of that crisis.
Of course not, because his first, Donald Trump's first concern was about his election prospects.
His concern was Donald Trump.
Man, I don't want to remember those things, but it's a great reminder. I mean, remember those press conferences? There was just skin crawl. Maybe we get a little bit of bleach, you know, a little sunlight, you know. What
can we do something with the,
you know, I'm just putting
a little bleach inside.
You know, like, dude, really, this is what you're going to do? We're using your weave? This was before the weave.
It's not weaving.
He was brainstorming, right? He was out there. And then you see the doctor wore the scarves. I forget her name. She sat there as he was talking. She just stared forward. She didn't even look at him. When he was talking about, you know, putting bleach in the body. Don't put bleach in the body, kids.
Don't put bleach in your body.
No, don't do that. Don't do it. Even if Trump tells you to do it, don't do it. Even if you think he's really smart and really awesome, don't ever do that. And we were reminded of that. And thank you, I guess, Michelle Obama bringing us some salty cupcake. It's like a caramel salt.
Yeah.
Salty caramel cupcake. We got a few more from the former first lady. Let's play cut number 6.
We already did 6.
Yes, let's do it again.
Okay.
When the American people fired him from a job that was too big for him to begin with, he tried to steal it, egging on a violent mob that breached our nation's capital. And when told that his own vice president was in danger, you know what he said? So what? So what, y'all?
So what? So what?
So what?
Hang Mike Pence. That's what they were shouting. Hang Mike Pence. And what did Trump say?
So what?
So what? So what? Another one from Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Cut number 7, please.
I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little frustrated that some of us are choosing to ignore Donald Trump's gross incompetence while asking Kamala to dazzle us at every turn. I hope that you'll forgive me if I'm a little angry that we are indifferent to his erratic behavior, his obvious mental decline, his history as a convicted felon. A known slumlord, a predator found liable for sexual abuse, all of this while we pick apart Kamala's answers from interviews that he doesn't even have the courage to do, y'all.
Damn. Yes, that's what I am talking about. Wow, Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan, lighten them up. Yes, forgive me as well. That was a great point. Do we have time for? I don't think we do.
We do not.
Let's do... let's hold on it. We got a little bit more from Harris in Kalamazoo. The recurring theme of the high expectations for the female black woman, right? The woman vice president running versus the old white rich guy. And why is that? Well, Holly pointed it out, folks. Can you say it with me? Say it together.
Sexism.
It's sexism. It's sexism.
And racism.
Can you say it? And a little bit of the... Well, certainly
for
racism.
Flavor,
I mean. It was Tucker Carlson at the Madison Square Garden the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Being totally insulting. Calling her a Samoan, something. Just throwing out countries. And I mean, it's the joy, quote unquote, presented and distributed and shoveled by the Republicans is manure. It's disgust. It's wallowing in self-pity. And hatred and us versus them-ism. Are we better than that? Hell yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. You know, sometimes those folks that are that fired up and that feisty, they're really, really loud. But let's get some of our quiet friends out there. Let's convince them. If you're going to get involved, you want to be involved, now is the time to do it. You have very distinct candidates, very different directions for this country. One last segment, 855-752-4842.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the Farm Bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salve Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is a phone line. It is a text line. I've been neglecting some of you texters, so let's review some of those, and we'll wrap up with some of the Michelle Obama sound. From the 920, an observation. I don't think it's sexism, because Biden had the same hurdle. I think it's fear of Trump's followers, and he brings ratings, and it's sad they put money over country. Interesting observation. Don't know if I agree with it entirely. I think they were, I think the expectations were different with Biden. I mean, he was the old guy, you know. Just what are your thoughts on that?
So I think that Biden faced a lot of the same hurdles, and I don't think it was as bad. I don't think that there were quite as many people questioning at every single turn if he had the capability to do the job, if he had the experience, if he knew what he was going to do. Whereas Harris, her record should speak for itself.
Well, that's a good point. So it wasn't the criticism of Biden, I guess, in my opinion, was his mental capacity.
Right.
We saw the debate, and we all know that part.
We all saw that, and we all...
And that was their part. But they didn't question whether or not he... He was a vice president. His experience. He's been in. You know, he's been around a long time in politics. Right. That wasn't. They didn't question his resume. They questioned his mind.
Right. It wasn't whether or not he had ever had the capability. It was whether he still had it. Whereas with Harris, it definitely feels more like, does she actually have the experience? Does she know what she's going to be doing? Yeah, man, she does.
Yeah. Don't worry about that little part. 855-752-4842. Kevin from McGuanago has got an observation. Actually, the most important part of this presidency is keeping us out of World War III.
That was two.
The leaders of our country, of our enemy nations, think Harris is a joke, just like Biden. Well, number one, I wouldn't be too concerned about the leaders of our enemies think. I mean, if your enemy thinks your candidate is a great guy, you might want to consider who your candidate is.
You might.
Come on, Kevin. You actually see what you're writing here? So if I'm understanding you correctly, if Kim Jong-un was in love with Kamala Harris, and honestly, Kevin, who isn't? Or if Putin was in love with Kamala Harris, then you'd vote for her? And I don't think it was World War III. I think it was World War II. We got that clip?
Let's remind Kevin
Donald Trump, he had the very same concern you did, Kevin, except it was a different war.
We're close to World War II.
What?
Because we have people in the White House.
Hey, W3. Hey, old man.
Listen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Come on, Kevin. You know what I'm saying,
Come
dude?
Come on, Kevin.
You can't tell me that is a capable, energetic, qualified human being.
I mean, you want to talk energetic? Trump at the Madison Square Garden rally sounded exhausted.
Because he's a tired, angry old man.
Yeah, but even with all of his hype crew there.
The Ritalin? 855-752-4842, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Let's, what else we got? Some more on the texters. But now we're kind of going back to other conversations. Oh, damn. Sorry about that, folks. But we will get to you, 855-752-4842. Okay. Let's end with some sweet, sweet, sweet cupcakes from the former First Lady Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I believe cut number 8 to the men who
We're
love us.
We're getting real close to the end. Yeah. I'm actually going to recommend we skip to the last cut. I know.
Come on.
I know.
All right. I'm listening to Jess. She's the producer. She knows better than me. So let's cut to number 10, please.
Kamala will veto any abortion ban or bill that restricts access to contraception or IVF. Kamala will expand access to birth control and abortion pills. And she will do all of this not because she's a woman, but because she's a decent human being.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She will do this because she cares about the lives of people other than herself.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's really what this election is about, Michigan. This isn't just about what we have an obligation to say no to. It's about what we have the opportunity to say yes to. And we can elect someone who has the experience, the character, and the strength to look at all these challenges and still see a brighter day on the other side. Kamala Harris will see us, all of us. Kamala Harris will listen to us, all of us. She will protect our freedom. She'll stand up for all of our lives. She will have our backs for the folks trying to get ahead and those just trying to get by. And in doing so, she will usher in a new generation of American leadership and send the ugliness of Donald Trump and his politics back where it belongs, the past.
Wow. Kamala Harris, I'm sorry, Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, Michigan, firing them up. I did see that Trump was very upset about the criticism. Yeah. Well, you know how he goes, nasty. It's like Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I was going Gollum.
Nasty goblins, hobbitses. Folks, thank you so much for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. We appreciate you hanging out with us every single day. Well, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Stick around. Pete Schwabe from The Nightlight is coming up next. I want to thank our most recent guest today, Scott Ross, Mr. Ethics, Firebrand Gemini, friend of ours. We're going to check in with him after the election. I have a feeling we're going to be checking with a lot of our friends next week after the election. Folks, it is a week from today. Get your plan. Get your friends. Go out and vote. Also, tomorrow, we got a big show for you tomorrow. We've got Matt Rothschild co-hosting with us, Greg Palace coming in, and Wisconsin State Rep. Francesca Hong. Tune in.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we come to you live from Osseo, Wisconsin, and the Norski Nook as our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour continues with Reed and Trigby. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.